I want to start off today by thanking all our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and father figures. I want to thank you for saying yes to the Lord in being a part of procreation and creating families. We honor you today, and we thank God for your presence in our faith community, in your presence in our family life of our parish. In today's gospel, we could ask ourselves, why did Jesus, the most powerful of God, why did he fall asleep in the boat? Just when things were getting rough, when the disciples were nervous and weary and scared, why did Jesus fall asleep in the boat? You know, all of us at some point in our lives will have to ask or will be faced with difficult challenges and rough waters that we'll navigate. And we'll ask, why, Lord, have you brought that upon me, upon my family? And we really won't know the answer to that till we meet God face to face. But the Lord wants us to look at these challenges and to be brave in them and to seek his companionship and his guidance when things are difficult. Because weathering a storm is the norm of our society today. All of us will struggle and have some kind of storm in our life. It may be the long and suffering and sickness of a loved one. It may be the loss of a beloved child. It may be the damages done to a family from addiction and infidelity, the ravages of war. It may be financial difficulties within your family. It may be the heartening, sickening loneliness that doesn't go away in a person's gut or in their feelings and lives. But we will all struggle with some kind of storm in our life. But the Lord wants us to know that we are not alone in the storm. He wants us to have faith, faith in him, more faith than the disciples had in him in that boat. You know, the disciples were with Jesus and saw him minister and cure the sick and be with the lame, and they saw all that he conquered in his ministry. But yet, what was their response when the storm struck? It was fear, it was agony, and it was despair. They didn't realize or come to the conclusion that the Lord would never forsake them, that the Lord would always protect them and be with them. And what does Jesus say? Do you not yet have faith? Do you not yet have faith after you seeing everything day in and day out I did for you and for your people? You didn't trust in me. And the Lord tells us that our faith is first comes from the family, doesn't it? In the Jewish faith, which Jesus was raised in, the father is the spiritual father and leader of the house. And it is the father who sets the standard of what the children learn of the faith. Jesus would have memorized the Psalms and much of Old Testament scripture. And that would have been reiterated by Mary in the prayers of their daily life in the house. But Joseph would have been the spiritual leader in the house. And Jesus is asking that all our fathers be the spiritual leaders in their house, that it's important for them to set the standard, to initiate prayer in the house among wife and children, and to continue to help the family to grow in holiness, to grow in knowledge of their Catholic faith, and to practice their Catholic faith. The Lord desires for us all to look to the sacredness of Saint Joseph and his marriage to Mary, and how he showed us and modeled for us the importance of being a spiritual father of the house. You see, we honor today our fathers because they are the spiritual leaders in the house. They make great and small sacrifices for their families and their wives.
And many of those go unnoticed, but they do it out of love and out of respect and dignity for their spouse. Our fathers are the first teachers and help the children learn values, morality, and virtues. We honor our fathers also for being like Saint Joseph, who was a carpenter, of bringing dignity to work and dignity to supplying the needs of the house so that the children and the wife have a roof over their heads and their physical needs are met. We also honor our fathers because of their spiritual being, of being in the leader of the house, of helping the family to grow in the sacramental life of being a Catholic. And how do fathers come to be who they are? They come to be who they are through their growing up years in their own family. They see how their fathers treat their mothers. That's why it's so important that fathers always treat their wife with respect and with dignity, because their children are always watching how they treat the wife and the women of the house. The Lord wants them to mimic how Joseph treated Mary. He always treated her with respect, with dignity, with kindness, and with generosity. And that's how all men are supposed to, and all of us, whether men or female, are to treat each other, is with the same respect, dignity, love, and nurturing. There are many, many stones that help to form the foundation of fatherhood. But the first stone comes from the foundation of the family you're brought up in. And sometimes we're not brought up in the most loving families, or there could be an absent father family, but we learn from what we want and what we don't want, don't we? We can learn from positive experiences, and we can learn from negative experiences so that we can help to build up so we don't fall into those patterns ourselves. But another stone that helps to help the foundation is the baptism. It's through baptism that our fatherhood is rooted in God, that it's rooted in God as being important in our lives. And as we grow in love of family and love of a relationship with the Lord, that helps the foundation of the fatherhood to have good footing. But it's important to remember that the Lord does not expect our fathers to be perfect, but he wants them to be faithful. My father was here at the 4 o'clock Mass yesterday, and those who have known him know that he is far from perfect, just like all of us. He didn't get all the small things in life right, but he did get the big things in life right. He got the big things in life right of his faith, of practicing his faith, and of carrying that out as a role model for the family. And that's what really matters to God, that he doesn't expect our fathers and father figures to get all the small stuff right, but he wants us to get the big stuff right. And there's one thing that I always remember from my own childhood is back 40 years ago, there wasn't a lot of money, but in the summertime we went camping. And we probably went camping because we got out of town and it was cheap entertainment. Didn't cost a lot of money. But we'd go camping, and every time we went camping on the weekends, we'd always drive into the nearest town and see when Mass was. We'd either go to the Vigil Mass or to Sunday morning Mass. And that, by doing that, what was my father instilling in us? He was instilling in us that it's important to give the Lord an hour a week. No matter where we were, in Bismarck, or if we were at Pick City, or if we were in Lake Sakakawea, or Medora, wherever we were, we always found a Catholic church. And we took that time to go to Mass every weekend. We never missed. And that instills in your children the importance and priority of their faith. And yes, there was times I didn't want to go, I'll be honest, but we went. And it still sticks with me today
That message of my faith is important. My faith is important to me, and it's important to the family. Because even as parents, many of you have talked to me about your children don't practice the faith, they're no longer practice any faith. But as long as you instill the importance of a faith life with them and practicing the faith, when we become adults, we're all responsible for our own actions, aren't we? You have to let it go. You do the best you can. You try to get the big things in life right, which is you're practicing your faith. But if others choose not to take the big things in life, it's on them. Because at one point in our lives, we all will be accountable for our actions and inactions. And that's what the Lord is trying to say to our fathers today, is to have the heart of Jesus, to have a heart like Joseph that loves the Lord, who desires to grow in the Lord and to bring your family to the Lord. But at some point, your family may choose to turn from their faith, but that's not on you. That's not because you're a bad parent or made poor choices. We all have free will. But we continue to pray for our families. We pray for our family members that no longer practice the faith or struggle with any faith at all. We pray that the Lord will set their hearts on fire for Him. And pray that every day, if you have family that does not practice the faith or has a lackluster faith, pray that the Lord sets their hearts on fire for Him. And through your steadfast prayers and your sacrifice, the Lord hears your prayers and He will honor your prayers. You may not live to see that day, but He honors our prayers when we are faithful and we serve Him with an undivided heart. God bless our fathers. Know of my prayers for you. May you continue to serve the Lord and to get the big things right, because the small stuff really doesn't matter.